taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Listen here, got some boys that play some real nasty horns. Keep on rocking, is that alright? I said, is that alright?
You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Edition number 40.
Yeah, 40.
Thank you.
All right, it's another show.
Another day in the Best Cuts of Music Studios.
Another day in paradise.
Yeah.
It's Labor Day. This day marks the day that, that lots of people work.
Yeah.
But so we celebrate it by not working.
Yeah, we celebrate work by not working.
Except for those of us that deliver pizzas.
Yeah, people in the service industry.
Correct. I always thought I was servicing people.
This day means nothing.
But my, I guess my desk job isn't really servicing.
No. You're expendable.
Yeah.
You're not really building anything.
No, well, I'm building relationships.
There you go.
Building my lifeblood.
You're a care manager. Hopefully.
I am. That's true. I'm an assistant care manager, but technically.
Yeah. And you also have a minor in...
I also hold a minor in snuggling.
Indeed.
Yeah, it didn't really get me anything. I thought I would do it for a living, but now I'm just teaching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, there's some degrees you get that you just never use. It doesn't apply in your actual job.
But I get to, at least every day, I get to see the sunshine on all the kids' face as I teach them the rewarding, beneficial, rewarding benefits of snuggling.
Cuddling. Yeah, yeah. Cuddling and snuggling. That's a really great thing for a 30-year-old man to teach children.
I agree.
Because they got to learn it from somewhere, and you can't just get, like, amateur.
Well, right, and I'm here to teach them.
Yeah.
I'm just here to teach them. You know?
Yeah, because you believe that they're the future.
Right.
Teach them well and...
Let them lead the way.
Lead the way, yeah.
Show them
all the beauty.
All the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. I decided long ago, Sam, I can't do this.
The greatest love of all. Oh, sorry.
I can't either.
All right,
I'm just not feeling it today. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just...
okay, well, that's fine.
Me.
You know.
What's a...
you can't always pull Whitney Houston from the soul. You got to be feeling it.
No. I could pull crackhead Whitney Houston anytime.
Sure. Out of your ass. It's
like, yeah.
And that's not even a trick.
No, it's not. That's a literal.
Yeah.
That's where she crawled up in
mm-hmm.
around 1998 to about 2005.
Sure. Post-Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Pre-television show.
Exactly.
Up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First track we played was "You Lookin' Tight" by Supa Soul.
Excellent tune.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about today's lineup.
Mm-hmm.
"E Necessario" by Tim Mai. After that, excellent tune.
Very.
Enjoy it.
He's a really great guy. Even though he almost got his thrown in prison. Well, he did get his thrown in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't blame him.
Yeah, we still like his tunes.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did too, because he died in like 1985, I think. But
yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bygones be bygones.
Yeah. And then after that was Frontal Funk by Chateau Flight.
Chateau Flight. That's like a flying hut, isn't it?
I think so. Chateau. Yeah. That's like a castle.
Or like a gyro castle.
Right. A castle in the sky.
Excellent.
Like that Miyazaki cartoon.
Or like the trance song that used to play at every time I went to a rave.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, they would just have two records at both castles in the sky. They would just go back and forth.
Back and forth.
Everyone loved it. They didn't know the difference.
Right.
And then the DJ
would put his arms up. Some people don't know the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's loved that, too.
Yeah.
So that was good. After that, Walter Branco with Mango Walk.
Yeah. If you can imagine mangoes walking.
Right.
That song would be the soundtrack.
It's kind of like the Apple Walk, but a little sweeter.
Yeah, or the Orange Strut.
Funkier. Sure, of course.
Or the...
Actually, that song's stupid. That's stupid. Why did you...
No.
Why did you choose that song?
That's a cool song.
I didn't... No.
It's from Brazil.
I don't like it.
We like that kind of thing.
I don't like it. I don't like that stuff. I don't like this... I don't like this show. I'm not going to do...
I think you're just being hard on us.
I think you need to shut up.
Think you're being hard on yourself?
I think you need to take something hard and hit your head
sticks
across
and stones.
A face with it.
I think somebody missed their nap time.
I didn't miss my nap time.
I think somebody needs to take a couple of minutes and go to the timeout corner in the studio.
I don't need to go to the timeout corner in the studio. Besides,
do you hear how loud you're getting?
I'm not getting loud. I'm not raising my voice.
Calm down.
I'm not raising my voice.
Calm down.
I'm not raising.
Robert Flax, calm down.
Sam, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you today?
I know I'm not myself. Normally I wear a green ribbon in my hair, and today I'm wearing a red one. I have a fiery red mood, and here's why.
What? Okay.
I got a letter in the mail today.
Yeah.
It's from Jonathan, you know. Jonathan,
yeah,
a lawyer.
The lawyer.
Someone's trying to take the show from us.
What?
Someone's trying to take the show.
Someone's taking the show from us?
Someone's trying to
taking the show?
Someone's trying to...
Why am I just now...
take the show?
When did you get the letter?
Someone's trying...
God, why?
No!
Why?
Do it, baby.
Okay, listeners, I apologize for the outburst, and Sam, I apologize for my sour behavior. I shouldn't put that on you.
You know?
It's not cool.
But I appreciate your apology, and I'm glad that you're man enough to be able to admit your faults. It takes a big man to.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I am, at least.
Yeah, you're a big man.
Right, and I think that my heart alone is luckily I have my heart. You know, I don't even know what that means, but I'm just so confused and frustrated right now.
Yeah,
okay. Let's do these tracks. Let's do this track.
We'll get it. We'll talk about this. Yeah,
eventually
we can figure something out. It's not the end of the world. It's just the end of the show.
No, and this definitely isn't the final edition. Although that first tune was called the band was called Final Edition. I don't know if I should be worried.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Strange.
It's like an omen. Final Edition, I can do it any way you want.
Yeah.
I would like to do it, continue to do it, is how I would like to continue.
Yeah. And preferably any way we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good omen.
We don't need any restrictions. Like, if we got a sponsor, right, we'd have to do it the way they want.
No. I it's like McDonald's. I want it how I want it.
Yeah.
Or Burger King, have it your
way.
Yeah,
you have it your way. Right. It just tastes good.
Right. Kick it in the zinger. Isn't that Applebee's? Kick it in the zinger.
Sure.
Eat some jalapeno. Pop the jalapeno poppers in your zingers.
Yeah, I like
awesome
that.
Awesome blossoms.
I like getting good Hospitaliano.
Of course.
It's very excellent.
Is that the same as eating good in the neighborhood?
Exactly.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when restaurants tell me how to feel. Yeah. Sometimes I'm confused. I'm like frustrated. And I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know how I should be informed of
my behavior.
Yeah,
you deserve
when it comes to food.
Yeah. Well, and actually, when it comes to your lifestyle, I think it extends.
Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Because evidently, it's Friday every day at TGI Fridays.
It is.
Yeah. So every day, I'm going to go to TGI Fridays and get super wasted, and then wake up at like 2:00 in the afternoon, and then just tell my boss. I thought it was Friday. I went to TGI Fridays. They told me it was Friday.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. I called them.
I thought today was Saturday.
Call Glenn, the manager, because I got his phone number probably because I got really drunk and stuff. He gave me a ride home.
And shit's just bigger in Outback.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Steakhouse, Bloomin' Onions.
Right.
G'day.
That's not a steak. This is a steak.
Yeah. That's not a knife.
Put another...
this is a steak knife.
Put some more high fructose corn syrup on the Barbie.
Yeah. The world is your shrimp there. Your jumbo butterflied shrimp with butter and... flies and
I love
sickness.
Butter. I just like butter with. I like food with butter, or like butter with food.
Uh huh. I do too.
I like butter, and then I like maybe a bit of food inside my butter.
Right.
Frozen inside, and then when you melt the butter on the skillet, then the butter melts around it, kind of like a volcano, and then what you have is revealed as your food,
mm-hmm,
your cheeseburger that you have sitting there,
yes,
in the middle of the butter.
Delicious.
It's good. It's very.
That works out perfectly with the second track, which was by Wolfie, titled, this is the title, 1905-06-09.
This isn't that June 9th, 1905? I wonder what happened then.
Yeah, something happened in Wolfie's world.
Was that when they invented Red Lobster, when Red Lobster was invented?
Yeah, I think that was Augustus Red and Ebenezer Lobster came together.
Yeah, those guys, some fine, enterprising gentlemen. I had hoped that... Hopefully, our names would also go down in the annals of history when we have something named Robbie Hauser,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like Ruth Chris.
Right.
Robbie Hauser Steakhouse.
Yeah. Gosh, that sounds so delicious.
Yeah, it does.
But all of our dreams have been dashed by this. Whatever.
Yeah,
the next tune was Light of the World by Time.
No.
No. Sorry.
The tune was Time.
The tune was Time.
By Light of the World.
By Light of the World.
Yeah.
Right.
Easy mix up.
You know, I'm sorry to go back to this, but, you know, like I said, Jonathan, he sent me a letter saying, yeah, we're going to end the show. But what's interesting, I just remembered that technically Teddy still owns the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not sure how.
He did win it from our office prize.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah. I forgot because it was all that getting him arrested stuff.
Yeah.
That happened.
Well, it had to happen.
It was all these arrested developments that...
We probably should have got the show back before we had him arrested, but...
Yeah, that was
he was going to destroy your house.
That was a bad move. Yeah, I know. He kept messing up my pots and pans.
Yeah, we're between a rock and a stupid place.
Right, exactly. I wonder what...
He had sent me some adorable postcards from prison, but...
Really? What did they have drawn on them?
Just crude versions of his penis.
Oh, yeah. He used to send me those when he was in prison last time.
Yeah.
He hasn't sent me one of those. What?
Oh, there's a phone. Hello? Oh, Weird. It's Teddy. Here, let me put you on speakerphone.
Hey, man, how you doing? The prison's great. It's like summer camp for grown-ups. Hey. It's like a whole different world in here, man. They use cigarettes for money. The guards love me. They said that if I actually keep acting this way, then they're going to put me in a hole.
Well, I would advise against that. It's not always the best thing to do, Teddy.
Yeah, you might want to be on your best behavior. Yeah, that's actually an opposite of good.
Right.
I don't know. All I'm telling you guys, I'm getting a ton of tail in here.
Interesting. I didn't even know that that was that way.
That way, okay.
Well, that's pretty awesome, man. We all get to take showers together. They use cigarettes for money. I run around. I lift weights. These guys have some tattoos that are pure art.
You know, I don't think you need to be making more muscles on your body.
Right, and don't get the tear on your eye if you can help it, or the Aryan cross or any of that stuff.
Try not to get any swastikas on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
My cheek's okay, right?
No. But
did you already get the swastika on your cheek?
It's not that big.
Oh, well, that's actually an ancient sign. It means something else. So that's cool. I mean,
you can turn that into something else.
Yeah.
And I made it hot pink, so it looks a little softer and more feminine.
Sure.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can probably turn it into a snowflake later once you get out if you want.
Yeah.
But maybe you probably don't want that.
I don't know. I got that little Hitler mustache put on me, too.
Interesting. I
thought about getting the Salvador Dali where it, like, curly-cued up the side, but, you know, that I thought was just a little much.
Well, if you wear a bowler hat, we'll just pass you off as Charlie Chaplin.
Right, yeah, I think that would be, like, a weird Nazi Charlie Chaplin.
Or Stan Laurel, I guess, in your case, since you're so big.
Right. Man, well, Teddy, it's good to hear from you.
Man, you guys, too. Do you guys mind sending me some cigarettes?
Hey, how about this? How about you? You still own the show, technically. I hate to tell you, but I'm sure your lawyers already told you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that lawsuit, but, you know, sometimes you got to take care of business.
Yeah, we understand. I apologize for calling the police on you and making
all right. Everything turns out good. We're still friends.
Right.
Yes, well, of course.
How about this? How about we send you 3 cartons of cigarettes and you sell
the show?
We'll send you a contract. And then you can send it back, and then I'll send you the cigarettes. Does that sound good?
3.5 cartons?
I can send you 4.
Yeah.
But
I said 3.5.
4.
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
fine.
3.5, sure. We just have
that'll
to smoke
work.
6 packs ourselves.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's kind of, but.
Okay.
Are you guys.
And a rock hammer.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Yeah, we
not
can't
do
that.
I'm not going to prison for you.
No, files. We're not doing that.
No, there's actually specific
there's
reasons
laws.
Why we can't do that.
I prefer blueberry.
No.
But I'll take apple.
No. We will send you a pie, sure. But
yeah.
But sans saw.
Well, how about this? Yes, I'll agree to send you that, but after you send the contract to me.
Done.
Okay, and the contract won't mention anything about a pie with a ball peen hammer or anything in it. How about that, too?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll send that to you for sure.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Bye. I love you.
Okay.
Teddy. Good to hear from you, Teddy. Beckerstead.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Teddy Beckerstead, everyone.
Yes.
Okay. You've been
listening
to
the best cuts of music.
Everybody does. to you. But you got to get down, 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 down. Even if you stay at home, make love and listen to some music. You got to let yourself go, 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 girl. You work all week long. You work your fingers to the bone. Fridays at an evening, yeah. I'm gonna have myself some fun, 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 fun. I'm making love until the morning comes. I'm gonna have myself some fun, 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 fun. Make love until the morning comes. In New York, in Detroit, hey, hey, hey. In New York, in Detroit, even in L.A.
Sound like the Micro Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sound like the night.
Scared.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I'm a man.
I
enough.
Did that with Rachel. She's.
Yeah.
It was.
I can hold on to your hips.
It's fun. Yeah, you'd have to hold on to my hips. Well, there's.
I could hold on to your erect penis.
Yeah,
while
you just grab onto that. just reach around and grab onto my penis, and then.
That's an awful
I'm sure
idea.
The excitement won't make me go, you know, numb. So you won't have.
Sure, sure.
So you can stay holding
we'll
on.
Always be, I'll have yeah. a handlebar.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold on things.
Yeah. Yeah, a love handle.
Oh, si, senor. Si, muy sexy.
How do you say, bleh, bleh.
How do you say, sacre, bleh,
bleh. Bleh. Yeah.
All right.
We got the show.
Man, we're so happy.
So
Yay!
Happy. We just got to get that contract and them smokes, but that's not going
to
take anything.
No, not a big deal. We have to remember to take out half the carton of soaked smokes, though.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Lest we
I'll
lose.
Smoke them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's six packs. That'll take me like a day to go through, I guess.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll that's learn good. My lesson.
Yeah, no, this is a great turn of events here.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Things are looking our way.
Right.
It's like somebody's looking over us, guiding us. Helping us along.
Some sort of, like, mysterious benefactor, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, that's really... The timing of it is odd. I came to you with this problem. Jonathan just got the letter yesterday, and then Teddy calls us today.
From prison.
This is like an episode of Lost.
It is.
It should be called Found. And that'd be funny, though.
Really?
That'd be witty, if that was the case.
They should call it Studio.
Yeah. Or just Stupid.
Yeah.
That's what I get called a lot. I don't know what it means.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because you're really quite intelligent.
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. I find you intelligent as well.
You don't go to 8 years of love college and get a degree in cuddling and caring.
I don't like to flash it around, but I didn't take years of Care Scouts for nothing.
Yeah.
Sell all those, get all the badges and
yeah.
you know, cuddling, snuggling, caring.
Sure. Building a relationship.
Sharing emotions, communication.
Yes.
So I'm glad that really worked out for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad it worked out for us, this whole situation.
Even though bizarre,
how it all came together. But yeah. It did, and I'm grateful.
Don't look a gift horse into the mouth.
No. Right? Why ask why?
Try bud dry.
Yeah.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Let's check out these songs. What do we have starting off here?
Starting off, we had Phonic with Rio Nights featuring Ruben, the short edit.
Okay.
And I have to say, I thought it was Phonique, because that's the way it's spelled, but on the record, somebody says it's Phonic.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Is this from a foreign land?
Could be. Could, like, England, maybe.
Yeah, the land of England.
Yeah.
Land of Ing. Right. Ing.
Yeah.
All those Ings.
Ings.
Love them. After that was Oliver Cheatham with Get Down Saturday Night.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Saturday Night got down.
We've got restaurants telling us how to act. We've got songs telling us how to get down.
Yeah.
I love society.
I do too. I'm glad everything has titles.
Right.
How could we do anything without a title?
Not at all. Not
or
at
a
all.
Sentence. Words.
It's like those
They're important.
Doors that say push. Because otherwise,
right.
I think that I would just like
You would just
throw
stare at it for a while
yeah.
and throw your hands up in the air and then walk away.
Yeah. One time I actually pulled it off a door off the hinges because I really needed to get... There was a cupcake on a pedestal on the other side of the door. And I wanted to get that cupcake.
Yeah.
And so I tore it off because it wasn't a push or a pull sign or anything like that. Anyway,
And then the roof came off of the sky and a giant man in a lab coat picked you up and put you back at the beginning because he's like, no, that's not how you do it. And then he had to fix the door and then you had to go back through it again.
Yeah.
Messed it up.
So I told you that story already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one though.
Yeah, I found it fun.
Yeah,
it was a confusing 6 months of my life. Okay, that last tune was
No, we haven't played it yet.
Oh, I do that every time.
Do that every time.
So
it's ridiculous.
What's the last tune going to be then?
The tune is going to be 5:15 a.m. by Katabostan.
All right.
Yeah.
You did that better than I could.
Of course.
So that was, of course.
I went to linguist school.
Oh, really?
I got all this linguine training. Look. I was going to be I'm a linguine.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, it's like I'm also a pastafarian.
I thought you were just a fagioli. Pastafagioli. No, I guess you were doing that while I was going to cuddling school, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's kind of my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this has been a great show, Sam, and I appreciate
lots of fun.
I appreciate you. All right.
I appreciate you.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
High five.
High five. All right.
All right.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Thank you. frente a frente y
have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
I don't know. All I'm telling you guys, I'm getting a ton of tail in here.